going to try to read a few poems from my book, which I call Pebbles and Piozzis. This first one is Pebbles from the Brook. Fill your pockets full of pebbles from the brook of truth divine, and they'll always be at hand wherever you go. If you use that well-known slingshot, it is written, you will find it's so forceful that one pebble slays the foe. I'll instruct you, I will teach you, in the way that you shall go. I will give you strength and courage all the way. Not one thing that I have spoken, I've promised, not one thing will ever fail. I, your God, will be your fortress day by day. My eye is ever on you, and my ear shall hear your cry. Every step I will direct the way you go. I'll hold your hand whene'er you stumble. You will not be utterly cast down. I'll not leave you to be vanquished by the foe. My word shall light your pathway. All your times are in my hands. I, your God, hath graven you upon my palms. Guardian angels camp around you, and no evil shall befall if you trust the strength in my sustaining arms. Thou shalt be a crown of glory and a royal diadem if you're faithful. This I've promised in my book. And my word is sure and faithful. What I promised, I will do. So fill your pocket full of pebbles from my brook. On the road. It was a time of grief and sorrow, bewildered minds and spirits low, and the followers of the Master lost perspective in their woe. Wearily, two sad disciples trudged along their homeward way to the city of Emmaus, talking of that eventful day. Suddenly appeared a stranger walking closely by their side, and he asked about their sadness because their concern they could not hide. With surprise, they faced the stranger and confessed that their hopes were lost when they saw their loving Master nailed so cruelly to the cross. Then the stranger, with compassion and with kindness and concern, expounded unto them the scriptures, and it caused their hearts to burn. When the stranger sought to leave them, but he lingered to break bread, and they knew he was the Master by the blessing that he said. As we walk our road to glory, our Master's, our Redeemer's by our side, and he opens up the scriptures to every member of his bride. Fellowship. It's so nice to meet with brethren of the Lord, even if we're meeting only through the mail. It's so nice to talk together of our Father's love and care, and the blessing that this brings will never fail. God assures us that he listens through the prophet Malachi, and his pleasure through that prophet he has told. We're his jewels, precious jewels, and our names he has inscribed on the pages of his remembrance book of gold. Oh, it's nice to meet with brethren, makes our hearts with gladness glow. Precious is that blessed school of Christ our Lord. We encourage one another, and our faith takes stronger hold, as in fellowship we often speak of God. Look beyond. garden known as Eden, there were many, many trees. It was a forest of delicious fruit for meat. In the midst of all that beauty stood a tree that God forbade man should ever touch or pick the fruit to eat. But that subtle, sly old serpent tempted Eve with more than fruit. He assured her that by eating she'd be wise. What she got was not expected. Man was driven from his home, and his life is cursed with trouble till he dies. Man's first parents were quite simple, never knowing aught but good, and how easily they were fooled we all can see. They valued not their horn of plenty, disobeyed their God's command, because their eyes could see just that one forbidden tree. It is still a human failing, one we must all guard against. That old serpent, still the subtle, still the sly. He can place a tree before us full of fruit that God forbids, and can make it very pleasing to our eye. Perhaps a juicy bit of gossip hangs so tempting from that tree, and we feel that we are much too strong to fall. Perhaps a bright green bit of envy hides perspective from our view, and old Satan's got a break within our wall. As our Lord used, it is written, to defeat the tempter's wile, for God's grand expanse of goodness he could see. So we look, as did our Master, far beyond temptation's tree, to that grand expanse of blessings yet to be. Loom of time. Oh, what patterns are we weaving with our threads of life so fine? Are there fruits that please our Master woven on our loom of time? Is there patience? Is there meekness? Is there faith both clear and bold? Is there love and sweet submission woven through with threads of gold? If with diligent exaction we have worked our grand design, we will not have wasted moments weaving on our loom of time. Only a matter of mind. Age is only a matter of mind. And if you don't mind, it don't matter. Fruit that is ripe has limited use, but its taste is much sweeter and better. King David has said in Psalm 92, with the age, there's still work to be done. In the vineyard of life, you can still honor God and keep faith till the victory's won. So keep a smile on your face and a song in your heart. Age is only a matter of mind. You can still offer praise and stand firm in your faith. You could still be lighthearted and kind. Wise men still seek Jesus. Wise men all seek Jesus still, though there's no longer need to travel miles of weary miles to find God's promised seed. The wise men once brought gifts of gold and gifts of spices sweet, but wise men now bring him their harps and lay them at his feet. They once sought aid in Herod's court, the king of Jews, to find, but we seek aid in heaven's court with a humble heart and mind. Yes, wise men all seek Jesus still. A star of hope is he. We seek him not in Bethlehem, nor yet in Galilee. We seek our King with searching heart, we hunger for His love. He gives us light upon our path that leads to heaven above. Our star leads in the narrow way, and step by step toward an altar, but we see beyond the crown of life and God. And still wise men lift up their heads, the star of hope leads on. With joy and peace we follow it until our journey's done. A still small voice. In this world of pain and sorrow, when our burdened souls despair, seek the great divine physician. He has balm for all our care. Blessed Lord, what can I do when I'm feeling sad and blue? My little one, the treatment true, you'll find if this one thing you do, open wide that blessed book, and upon its pages look. Listen closely as you read, and you'll find your help in need. That still small voice Elijah heard will speak with each inspired word. Blessed Lord, how can I pray when I feel so weak today? My little one, the treatment true, you'll find if this one thing you do, open wide that blessed book, and upon its pages look. Listen closely as you read, and you'll find your help in need. That still small voice Elijah heard will speak with each inspired word. Blessed Lord, I feel a calm flowing gently from thy balm. I'll open wide that blessed book, and upon its pages look. I'll listen closely as I read, and I'll find my help in need. And that still small voice I'll hear, because I have a blessed listening ear. Help me, dear Lord, as minutes pass, to keep my faith unto the last. Lay up treasures in heaven. Out of this life I never shall take the things of silver and gold that I make. All that I've cherished and hoarded away, after I leave, they behind me must stay. All I've acquired from the day of my birth, I now call it mine and value its worth. But all I have gathered, I know I can't keep. I must leave it behind when I've fallen asleep. I wonder, dear Master, how much will you find? How much will I own when I give an account at that great judgment throne? How much will you find, Lord? How much will you see that can be called worthy and a credit to me? Will my works follow me when from labor I rest? Will I have thy approval? Will my efforts be blessed? May I never, dear Master, regretfully find that all that I've worked for I've left far behind. Valentine greetings. Valentine greetings I send you on this day when hearts entwine. May our love for one another daily grow and brightly shine. Every flower speaks a language, not with voice or words, 'tis true, but they speak in mystic symbols, love that's old and love that's new. The tiny, lovely purple violet, the special flower for this day, has a sentimental beauty that it strews along the way. Thank you, Father, for the symbols. Thou dost use them everywhere. lovely voiceless mystic symbols, thy wondrous glory all declare. A New Year's prayer. A prayer for grace to help in the coming days, that I may be more humble and reverent, with more striving within, more patient in suffering, and more sorrow for sin, more faith in my Savior, with more sense of His care, more joy in His presence, with more purpose in prayer. More grateful for blessings, with more trust in the Lord. More awe in His presence, with more hope in His word. More meekness in trial, with more strength to overcome. More freedom from earth stain, and more longing for home. More versed in the scriptures, with more light on my way. More like my Redeemer with each passing day. More fit for the kingdom, dear Lord, help me be, reflecting more truly the likeness of Thee. Drink of the cup. I will not drink henceforth of this. This promise I declare, until I drink it new with you in the kingdom we shall share. It's a royal invitation to a family gathering when all our work on earth is finished and we all unite with Him. When we sit down at that table in the kingdom of our God, what a wonderful family gathering, all united with the Lord. But today the cup He offers, we must gladly drink it all. We remember His great offering that redeemed us from the fall. Yes, dear Lord, we do remember. Oh, we do remember Thee. And we know that if we're faithful, Your dear face we soon shall see. Going home. It's a short, short road we travel. Step by step, we're going home. There are many things that stumble, but thank God we're not alone. If our burden seems too heavy and a cloud hangs o'er our day, there is one who'll ease the trial, and He's just a prayer away. Yes, thank God, He's only a prayer away. In our Father's care, how blessed the privilege, how blessed to know that we're watched by our Father wherever we go. Of all things that occur, He is very aware, and we know He all rules in our daily affair. How blessed the privilege, how blessed indeed, to receive grace sufficient in our time of need. In our hectic lifestyle, there is much to annoy, but in our Father's provision, there is fullness of joy. If we stop to consider each day that we live, we'll notice the guidance our kind Father gives against unwise decisions a hindrance we find. And later we see that the hindrance was kind. Many miracles we meet as we go on our way, but we take them for granted until that one day when we come face to face with a miracle so plain that we can't overlook it so clearly our gain. Oh, Father, how gladly we give Thee our praise, and a thanksgiving offering our grateful hearts raise. Thou art still working miracles in the lives of Thine own, giving proof of the promise we are never alone. O Father in heaven, hallowed be Thy dear name. So humbly and jointly our hearts speak the same. Establish Thy kingdom, dear Father, we pray, and bless all Thy children in Thine own loving way. Age is a quality of mind. Never leave your dreams behind. Let not worries fill your mind. Grumble not, nor be unkind, lest you feel old. Expose your mind to new ideas. Learn to fill your later years. Active hands once outlook cheers. Then you're not old. Accept the things that each day brings. Meditate upon good things. Sing aloud and praise your King, lest you feel old. No matter how the years go by, no matter how the birthdays fly, hold that hope within you high, then you're not old. Walking worthy. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, oh, how thankful we should be to receive that great high calling offered lovingly by Thee. Help us, Lord, that we walk worthy and in confidence abide the due time to share Thy honor in Thy kingdom as Thy bride. Walking worthy, may we ever, showing mercy unto all, bear in mind the human family is all marred by Adam's fall. Walking worthy, always humble, our insufficiency in mind, remembering each step that falters could defeat us any time. Walking worthy, with eyes full on our Master's face, earthly pleasures fade before us, and promised joys will take their place. Walking worthy, learning mercy, a much used and needed grace. In this work of that great kingdom to assist the human race. Walking worthy, and rejoicing in on our way. Then we'll serve with our dear Master in that great awakening day. My stumbling stone. Lord, what would you have me do? This day thou gavest me, I'm clinging tightly to thy hand, a way I cannot see. I keep stumbling as I walk, and in fear and terror cry. The stones and pitfalls trip my feet. Lord, guide me with thine eye. The light shines on the path ahead, and darkness looms behind. If I look back, what terror comes to fill my heart and mind? a stone looms up. It seems so big. A pitfall stubs my toe. That cliff ahead. Oh, Lord, I pray, don't ever let me go. As I stumble on my way, I need thee every hour. For many times, what courage I have fades like a withering flower. I find myself in fear and dread of things I ought to do. My loving Lord, I need thee, I need more strength to be approved by you. The stone that lies in wait for me and where I stub my toe, I see it. But each time, it seems my courage gets low. I'm clinging tightly to thy hand. Lift me above it, Lord. Help me to stand with faith and trust on the promises of God. In our Master's service, when our Master took that journey in that day from out the past, his goods he left in care and keeping of his servants first and last. With great love and admonition, he bestowed on each a pound, gifts that covered all the talents that in servants could be found. If one servant may have many and another just a few, none must ever be neglected. We give account for what we do. Is our talent only writing words of praise that praise and honor God? Can we comfort and encourage hungry searchers of His Word? God saw something in each servant, something useful for His plan. Though it's small, what we can offer, let us place it in His hand. Do not bury any talent neath the ground of earthly care. Let it work the Savior's interest, that we may His pleasure share. Soon our stewardship's over, and we'll get our just reward. May it be, well done, good servant, enter thou the joys of God. There's a song in the air. This was written Christmas 1976. There's a song in the air of good tidings to earth. What a tumult of joy o'er that wonderful birth. And the song from the past brings us gladness today as we're guided along in our faith's narrow way. So rejoice, you and I, as we echo that song and envision, join in with the heavenly throne. And the prayer that we breathe as our carols we sing is, Dear Lord, may all nations know Jesus as King. What do we render? Dear Lord, today is Thursday. The week is almost through. We've been so very busy, we've ever so much to do. Perhaps Friday will be better. But we need thy guidance there. Through Jesus our Redeemer, and you know, dear Lord, we care. Now, Saturday is such a hectic day. We've ever so much to do. We're ashamed to plead we're busy. But somehow that's always true. Sunday comes and goes so fast. Where did all that time go? We redeem some in the morning, but is that all we have to show? Then Monday starts another week. Dare we resolve to try to redeem at least an hour with thee? Would a vow like that just die? Tuesday comes and goes like the wind. Help us, O Lord, we pray. Oh, help us to redeem more time. It's flying so fast away. Then Wednesday comes. Oh, please forgive. 'Cause we can plainly see our schedule failed. Please show us, Lord, how to redeem more time with Thee, how to spend more time with Thee. Looking ahead to graduation day. Unto the school of Christ we came happily through the open door, and there a loving welcome found from those who'd entered in before. Our eyes searched eagerly the room, then drawn as by a magnet came to rest upon our teacher's face. There, magnetized, our eyes remained. Our Master, Teacher, Lord, and Head extends to us His love and grace. Oh, may we ever, ever keep our eyes upon His glorious face. We then received our books from Him who loved and served the Master well, the books that serve as pointers to the words our teacher has to tell. Love God, the great eternal one, for love and loyalty is due. Then love ye one another with the love that serves as I love you. Have faith and trust and learn to know your Heavenly Father's will for you. Be pure and good in mind and heart, and always seek the things that's true. These things you must all learn to do. I'll guide and lead you by the hand. And when you've reached the perfect mark, with patient endurance you must stand. Hold fast your faith and firm your trust, and graduation day will bring the hope that brought you through the test. You're trained to be a priest and king. It's better higher up. If you have to be a shut-in, if bitter trials fill your cup, turn your face with the Master, for it's better higher up. Oh, how hard are many trials. Some are more than we can bear. Pain can sap each drop of courage, leave us weary and in despair. Blessed Saint, the Master knows it. Can you let your spirit soar? Can you feel His tender pity? Higher up, rest is secure. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Father, have mercies, most glorious one. Thou art precious, so precious to me. Early at dawning, in Thy presence I come to offer thanksgiving to Thee. At my altar of worship, I lift up my heart, and with tears running freely, I pray. Overcome as I realize how small is my part and how weak and unworthy my way. Following a shepherd on the path we are walking, dear friend, side by side, just following our shepherd in whose love we abide. We serve our dear master in ways that we see and hope to find more ways as servants to be. But sometimes our service seems so very small, we can hardly believe that it's worthwhile at all. Then we listen to him as he gives us his views that any small service we give, he can use. What you do for each other, you do unto me. Oh, how blessed, what a blessed assurance to heart this can be. It's not easy to know how to do a good deed to one of his dear ones unless they're in need. Serving spiritual food, we must all do our part. And from his blessed bounty, feed the hungry in heart. And so, fellow student, we love our dear Lord, and we trustfully follow, giving heed to his word, walking on in the light, hand in hand, side by side, just following our shepherd in whose love we abide. The fountain of youth for the world of mankind is not an impossible dream. For the dominion and life that in Eden was lost at Calvary's cross was redeemed. Restitution for all, the prophets declare. Jesus came to save that which was lost. And what did man lose? Oh, how plainly we're told, and how clearly we're told of the cost. What a glorious hope that re-echoes God's love, each facet in perfect accord. The scriptures resounding, the precious refrain, love's message to us from our God. The river of life will flow to mankind. That's a promise from our author of truth. It will heal all our sickness and disperse all our care from our God. Flows our fountain of youth. Life in general is sweet, not all heartache and pain, not all wrinkles and sorrow and tears. Growing old is a curse that Adam's race share, but there's some joy and peace with our years. So the fountain of youth for the world of mankind is the river of life from our God, our Lord. Its trees and its leaves picture blessings to come. True and sure is the promise of God. Love makes the difference. There are various kinds of burdens to be borne. Some are so distressing and confusing all alone. But when Christian love is there, they're much easier to bear. That our love makes a difference is well known. Our burdens may be heavy or be light, just according to what view we keep in sight. Love has impelled our God to give. Love impelled our Lord to give. And that love constraineth us to do alike. So, dear sister, this we all extend to you with a larger portion of our love, so true. Hoping that our loving gift will for you a burden lift, we like Helen, you are our sister. We love you. From the class of Agawam to Sister Lois Latina. Count your mercies. We have learned to count our blessings, giving thanks along the way. Do we also count our mercies at our hours, day by day? We have a bounteous store of blessings, faith and hope and wondrous grace. But without our Father's mercies, we would never win our race. We have promises so precious, blessed pledges from above. But oh, the height and depth of mercy, and the length and breadth of love. Write a song along the journey, till we meet him face to face. Brightly beams our Father's mercies, radiant in his glorious face. Radiant in his love and grace. My gift to you is a gift of love. It will last till the longest day. It won't wear out, it won't get lost, and it can't be given away. To the members of the household of faith, crying, fallen, rising, crying. Who is that? Our footsteps guide. Lean on him. Thou stumbling traveler, that's the Master by your side. The old made new. The old and the new in the order of God is so closely related in his infinite word. The old is the natural, with its desires of earth, but out of the old is the promised new birth. In God's law of development, no spiritual can be until there's a natural. Our Lord is the key. So natural, says Paul, from which spiritual grew. The principle involved is the old things made new. First, born of the flesh, and then born from the dead. It was thus that developed our leader and head. It was thus that developed our redeemer and head. Tonight, bid farewell to the old with its due, and with humble reverence, look ahead to the new. Let us the gate beautiful. The temple of old had a gate, we are told. Gate beautiful, significantly named. Here, each day, it is said, the man begged for his bread, but bemoaning his fate is not claimed. He was lame from his birth, never walked on the earth, always carried by friends, so we're told. Then one day at prayer came a miracle there, and the gift that he received was not gold. In the name of the Lord, the deformed man was cured, and his bones became strong, instantly strong. At the beautiful gate, he no longer need wait. He could enter with praises and song. He dumbfounded the crowd as he praised God aloud, walking in beside Peter and John. They all marveled to see and said, "Isn't this he that was lame from the day he was born?" The day is to come when the prize has been won. All the lame will then leap like a hart, and this grand miracle at the Gate Beautiful was only a typical start. As the enemy's gate opens wide on that due date, and the billions of captives go free, this miracle great by the beautiful gate, on a much grander scale, we will see. No blind, no deaf, no dumb will be left. All nations rejoicing will say, "What a beautiful sight," thus ending the night at the beautiful gate of that day. The privilege of anointing the feet of Jesus is still with us. Oh, wash the feet with kindness, with sympathy and with love. Oh, comfort and refresh them, for they're His, our Lord above. Let us wash the feet with kindness. Blessed feet of Christ, divine. Then we have our Lord's approval, blessed assurance, "Thou art mine." There is something contagious about it, this household of faith, highly blessed. It brightens the world's dreary shadows and inspires each member with zest. To Brother Tony Latina, 1972. Just a little bit of rhythm to commemorate your day. Sending Christian love and praying that rich blessings be come your way. Passing years, they do not matter, only how you've spent each one, how you've tried to fill a lifetime, and what good that you have done. Golden years, so full of blessings. From our Father's love divine, and our theme is never ending. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. The secret book is the secret place. In the shadow of His presence, in the richness of His grace, we will always find a blessing in our Father's secret place. and we learn such peace and we learn such precious lessons as we hold communion there, drawing nearer, ever nearer, in that secret place of prayer. Whether giving thanks or whether giving thanks for blessings or just sobbing out our woe, our dear Savior always listens when to that secret place we go. He that dwelleth in that haven, underneath that sheltering wing, knows the comfort of that refuge, knows the joy that faith can bring. When we leave that peace and quiet of that holy secret place, we have felt the touch of power and we've seen the Master's face. O Master, teach us to pray. Dear Father, our lips can hardly express the words that we're longing to say. The heart overflows with unspeakable love. O Master, teach us to pray. Thou art the discerner of thoughts and intents, and for this we are thankful always. But we know Thou art pleased if we utter our thanks. So, Master, teach us to pray. Our faults are so many, our stumblings so great, failure stalks, try hard though we may. Oh, help us, dear Father, to conform, to center our minds. Oh, help us, dear Father, to center our minds on Thee and teach us to pray. Thou hast promised to give us all things that we need, to correct and instruct all the way. Thou knowest our weakness, our need of Thy strength. O Master, teach us to pray. If we humbly, trustfully, faithfully strive to conform to Thy teachings each day, give us more of Thy Spirit, more bounteous grace, and Master, teach us to pray. Give us wisdom, dear Father, and power to think. We must ask to receive, Thou dost say. We are asking the power to shut out the world and humbly learn how to pray. Brother Tony Letina's birthday, 1967. It's from the Father. If we've heard the truth and learned, it's from the Father. If His will we have discerned, it's from the Father. Jesus said, I have not come so that My will may be done. I am His agent, I'm His son, I'm from the Father. Every privilege to believe is from the Father. Every gift that we've received is from the Father. Every glimmering of light, every testimony bright, every blessing of delight is from the Father. All the doctrines that we need are from the Father. Every truth on which we feed is from the Father. The little flock of Christ are we, and with gladness we agree when He says, you're given to Me, you're from the Father. Birthday greetings come your way, it's from the Father. May they edify your day, it's from the Father. This rhyme derived from God's own word, repeating truths who's often heard. convey the message Christ averred. It's from the Father. To Sister Lois Latina on her birthday in 1967. 'Tis sweet to see the beauty of one who loves the Lord. 'Tis sweet to hear the laughter coming from the house of God. But there's little can be sweeter in our consecrated fold than this gentle, kindly sister with her heart of purest gold. With a manner always cheerful, never have I seen her frown. Always so serene and friendly, and so nice to have around. Everywhere one sees this sister, 'tis no matter where the place, one can see the hand of friendship and a pleasant smiling face. Yes, it's sweet to see the beauty in the household of the King. Joyous hearts and shining faces, love divine and encouragement. As you scatter seeds of kindness all along the way you go, birthday girl, the Lord be with you. We who love you wish it so. Sweet to know our friendly sister. Oh, heaps of charm does she impart. And I know my rhymed approval will not spoil her faithful heart. Master's voice. Just to sit at the feet of Jesus and our longing hearts rejoice. Just to feel his blessed presence and to hear our Master's voice. Once again we thrill to listen to that voice that now is still, telling us with loving patience how he came to do God's will. Hear that voice so full of caring as the raging sea he stills. Hear that voice our hopes declaring, echoing through the Judean hills. Oh, to sit as once did Mary, disregarding earthly care, and to hear our Lord's approval as he speaks to Martha there. Martha, Martha, don't be troubled. Blessed are you both this day. Mary chose the one thing needful. Naught can from her take it away. We will be forever thankful and with hearing ear rejoice when we listen, as did Mary, to our loving Master's voice. Teenager sometime in the early 20s. I always loved to look at the sky, especially the evening sky, which is so beautiful with all those myriads of purple and stars, and the moon sailing gracefully along. My bedroom had a window that was very low, and so I knelt at that window each night to look at that sky and enjoy the beauty. And I inspired this poem, which I call "The Heavens Declare the Glory of God." Last night I knelt at my window, engrossed in the soft moonlit sky. I thrilled at the fabulous beauty of that great masterpiece on high. I thought, what a pity that morning would bury this beauty so soon, and I wondered what could be hidden on the other side of that moon. The artist had painted a picture of colors so dazzling bright that I wondered if shades of dawning could equal these glories of night. If we could see back of the canvas, what wonders would be there behold? Would there be just a dismal blankness or expansions of glory untold? I slowly turned back from my window, but the view still remained, memory bright, and each twinkling star seemed to whisper, God's peace I leave with you. Good night. My friend, what a wealth of meaning, what warmth this word involves. It knits our hearts together in sweet and loving molds. My friend, I seek to thank you. My heart's filled to the brim. In your kind and helpful service, I can catch a glimpse of him. As brethren of the Master, every helpful deed is known, and he alone is able to reward each kindness shown. A little poem for Carol on her birthday back in 1982. The voice of the stars. As we look at the star-spangled heavens and rejoice at the beauty we see, we remember the words of our Father, worship them not, worship me. What a joy that man was created to appreciate beauty, dear Lord. We know that all natural wonders are but fingers pointing to God. Believe what you believe. Do not listen to the tempter when his doubts assail your mind, when he subtly makes you fearful and depressed from time to time. Listen to the word of promise. I have cast your sins from me, for they all have been forgiven. I have cast them in the sea. Let us fill our hearts with reverence. Let us never mope or grieve. Let us serve the God we worship and believe what we believe. God's love. God loves his children dearly, and he listens to their prayers. Though he doesn't always give us exactly what we ask, though he may delay his answer and deny that which we plead, he's abundantly able to supply our every need. Because he knows the future, we may not get what we request, but he listens, and he loves us, and he always knows what's best. Our rich gems of truth. I cannot say that the gem I have that gleams so bright and strong is the only gem that holds the truth, and the gem you have is wrong. For all these gems, the ocean of truth, with their liquid-like fairness and grace, lend light to the glorious plan of our God and reflect a smile on his face. The tree holds water. The earth has gold. The diamond has beauty fair. My pearl has truth, and so has yours. Our pearls are wondrous and rare. The pearl that I hold is a lustrous gem. Your pearl is all glowing with light. How happy are we to have our bright pearls of hope in this darkness of night. We think of these things, and our hearts are warm with thanks for such grace from our God. We are fellow travelers on this road of life, fellow students in the school of our Lord. And in this school, it's our Lord who will judge the truth of each gem that we hold. We can safely rely on his promise to lend lead and protect every sheep in his fold. So let us not say, my gem holds the truth, and your gem is slightly off key. Let us each trust our Lord in his own loving way to impress what he wills us to see. Walking through darkness, I do not ask to understand my cross. I know I cannot all my way to see, but let me hold thy hand as I go on. And blessed Master, help me follow thee. Render unto Caesar. Please help us, dear Master, to be honest and true in a world that's addicted to fraud. May we render to Caesar the things that's his due, and to God the things that are God's. In a world that believes every man for himself, and the rule is to get all you can, dear Lord, may thy children stay honest and true and remember thy words and commands. The fifth gospel. There's a gospel according to Matthew and Mark and a gospel according to John. Brother Luke wrote a gospel we all know and love of the reason our Savior was born. These four blessed gospels the saints know quite well, and we read and reread them anew. But there's a fifth gospel that is read by all men, and that's the gospel according to you. You're the only gospel that some folks will read. You're a Bible exposed to man's view. You're open to question on the world's shaky stage. All missteps are marked against you. But each word of kindness that's spoken in love, each smile and benevolent deed, I marked as a credit on your ledger of time, even though the world's critics don't heed. And so we're a gospel according to saints. And we're writing a chapter each day. It's a gospel of sacrifice, giving, and love. And we're, as we travel life's difficult way, a gospel of helping, a gospel of cheer, a gospel devoted to God. If we write this gospel on our pages of time, we will definitely gain our reward. We ask not, dear Master, for some mighty words to leave our world audience impressed. We pray by thy grace to be so much like thee that our neighbors take note and are blessed. These are the days. We thank you, dear Father, for the spring of the year, when life is renewed and bright colors appear, when the sun climbs the heavens and the daylight grows long, when the birds sweetly treble their delightful spring song, when the sign of the zodiac is Aries the ram. We remember our ransom, our Redeemer, God's Lamb. Beautiful spring. We thank you, dear Father, for the summer of the year, a season full of promise, blossom forth in fruitful cheer. When the berries in the gardens offer us such tempting eats, oh, those first fruits of the season, lovely, luscious, nature sweets. Summer truly is delightful, and we thank our God above that he showers on this season many evidences of his love. Beautiful summer. Oh, how beautiful is the autumn, gold and scarlet everywhere. Harvest bounty, harvest blessings, divine gifts for man to share. Chilly nights and golden sunlight, days grow shorter, nights grow long. Rustling leaves make footstep music, singing autumn's wistful song. As we walk in autumn beauty, visioning our Father's way, we rejoice, we are so grateful. All are our Thanksgiving days. Beautiful autumn. Oh, how beautiful is our winter. We are thankful for our winter, with its frosty, frosty days. The nights are growing longer, and snow as a blanket lays. It's the season when the Christ child is remembered for a while, while the folks exchange their greetings and present their Christmas smile. Is the season for the symbol that the starry heavens wrote of the sacrificial offering typed by Capricorn, the goat. Beautiful winter. The Master's tools. Is there any labor sweeter or emotion that's more grand than to feel that we've been useful as tools in our Master's hand? Our Lord is a master builder, and as he a temple makes, he needs tools of all descriptions. Keep them tempered for our sakes. Not all all tools are used for cutting, not all grind or pound or sand. Some are used to buff and polish. All are useful in his hand. We're tools in our master's workshop, and we must be tempered steel. He's a skillful master craftsman, and we're all stamped with his seal. Our wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. What a wonderful love he displays. What wonderful compassion he holds for us all. And what wonderful atonement he made. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. What a wonderful bridegroom to be. What wondrous devotion he shows for his bride. And what a wonderful wedding to be. Stand on his promises. Stand on the precious promises. They're solid and secure. And they'll never, never, never let you down. Make them your shield and buckler. And if your faith is strong, you'll never, never, never lose your crown. Shield of faith. Stand fast, stand firm, ye soldiers of the cross. Stand armor clad, ye will not suffer loss. Keep bright your shield, as David did of old, when with one stone he slew the giant bold. Young David's shield was bright, his aim was true, and that small pebble showed what faith can do. God's forgiveness. St. Paul declared it was his rule to leave the past behind. And reaching for the things before, he found great peace of mind. Paul's guilty past he never forgot. The chief of sinners he. But God's forgiveness was complete. His grace was full and free. Do we allow the memory of our sins to haunt our days? And can we not accept the fact that God means what he says? Do we allow our doubtful minds to rob us of our faith? Can we not appreciate the assurance of his grace? He said, he buried all our sins in a deep and silent grave. He remembers them no more, he says, when his forgiveness to us he gave. When God forgives, he blots it out. The precious blood leaves no trace. We repent, we confess, we hold fast to our faith, and we praise God for his abundance of grace. Tie that binds. God bless the tie that binds us to our Lord and to each other. That golden thread that gives us joy to worship God together. God bless our tie, that golden bond. God grant it never sever. It's woven closely around our hearts and makes us his forever. The gospel of love. What a wonderful fruitage is this gospel of love. But how hard it is to achieve. The ways of the flesh are all sinful and weak, and we must do more than believe. Love is meek, and it's gentle, not easily provoked. And the rays of his mercy will shine. Let us earnestly pray as we strive for this goal to reflect it in your life and mine. My cup runneth over. When I wake in the morning, at the dawning of day, I'm filled with thanksgiving and inspired to pray. I think of the blessings that daily are mine of my Heavenly Father, so gracious and kind, and my heart overfloweth with love. When the day waxes older and high noon is here, if I pause for a moment, God's presence is near. A murmured thank offering just a moment will take, and I hear that sweet promise I will never forsake, and my heart overfloweth with love. When the day's work is ended and evening's begun, I feel that my Father knows all I have done. I think of His mercy and His patience with me. With overwhelming emotion, through teardrops, I see, and my heart overfloweth with love. In the rearview mirror, looking down the road before us, we may not see far beyond. We may see what looks like mountains, clouds that loom with a threatening storm. Or it may seem smooth and grassy, flowers blooming along the way. Ground that's level, easy walking. Songs of birds, a perfect day. Looking forward, hope eternal. Looking back, what do we find? Is our rearview mirror cloudy? Do regrets tag close behind? Heavenly Father, Thou hast promised, forgiven sins no longer stain. They are buried deep, they're hidden. Not a memory will remain. But from time to time, eyes wander to that rearview mirror, yet. We just can't forget, we just cannot help regretting the many things we can't forget. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, He's all that I need. He maketh me rest in His care. Though the way may be narrow, the precipice steep, I have no fear, because my shepherd is there. He leadeth me through the valley so dark, frightening shadows around me have played. But the voice of my shepherd speaks peace to my soul. Follow me, and be not afraid. He setteth me down to His table of love, and I feast on His bountiful store. I cherish each morsel He puts on my plate, and I always am hungry for more. But my wise shepherd knows what is best for my growth. He knows just how much I can bear. So He measures each portion, or sees every bite, so that nothing will hurt in His care. Yes, the Lord is my shepherd, I'm only His sheep, but the hope set before me is sure. His goodness and mercy o'ershadow my life. He's my shepherd, so what need I more? Living Stones. One by one our Father calls us. One by one we're going home. As He deems that we are ready to be placed as living stones. Living stones to build that temple, cut and polished, fitly sized, by the shaping of our trials, by our suffering and our cries. God chose every stone in that temple, and each place he has assigned. As in Solomon's great temple, each are fitted in the mind. So, when each of us is ready, exactly sized as living stones, glowing with our Master's image, then the Father calls us home. Remember, remember what I taught you, little flock, so dear to me. All the words of life I gave you as we walked through Galilee. Though the sands of time have covered all my footprints, this I say, that the words of life I gave you will not ever fade away. My beloved, please remember the example of my life, how I loved and cared for others, sympathizing with their strife. Little flock, remember always that the work I came to do was my Father's will and pleasure, and to this mission I was true. At the cross that paid your ransom, justice there was satisfied. From the grave I rose a victor, because I live, so lives my bride. This, the loaf, is just a symbol of the price I paid for thee. All the life rights lost in Adam, I redeemed at Calvary. It's my body, and I break it. It's your part of earthly rights, making you a worthy offering, acceptable in the Father's sight. This, the cup of wine I offer from the winepress I have trod, drink it with your full submission to the word and will of God. Little flock, your flesh shall perish, and your rights on earth shall pass, but my bride shall be victorious. Glory and honor yours at last. Then in heaven's celestial beauty, our wedding feast prepared shall be. All the suffering will be over. That cup of joy I'll drink for thee. I have walked this way before thee, my betrothed, so whate'er be, let the things that I have taught you guide your steps. Just follow me. Just trust in me. The tie that binds. I want to write a poem to you, an ode that sweetly chimes. But what keeps running through my thoughts is that blessed tie that binds. I think of blessings that you do to subsidize my lot. Your kindness I will not forget, nor minimize the cost. But when, with thankfulness, I seek to offer simple rhyme upon the altar of my heart, I see that tie that binds. Why should that blessed tie that binds our hearts with golden strings be uppermost within my mind and thoughts of you it brings? our blessed tie of mutual love for him and for him who gave his all, that we might through his precious blood be ransomed from the fall. With blessed ties we're bound to him, with golden cords of love. Each golden throng of fellowship is held by God above. So sister, very dear to me, this circle fills my mind. I see the cord that holds each saint in that blessed tie that binds. Our precious Lord gives access to the throne of heavenly grace, and there, by faith, we lift our hearts and meet him face to face. And so I humbly bow my head and thank my God above, because he gave me as a gift your friendship and your love. My prayer. Dear Father, this cup thou hast given thy child, the cup she must drink as she walks the last mile, dear Father, her portion so painful and sore, I pray that thy grace will abound even more. Though we can't understand, thou dost know what is best, and all works for our good, though severe be the test. Dear Father, let your love and your compassion enfold this sorely tried child, that she come forth as gold. In the name of our Master, I pray thou wilt heed and give to our dear sister all the strength that she needs. May thy arms everlasting sustain my dear friend, and may her anchor of faith hold fast to the end. Amen and amen. Look beyond. Look beyond the gray horizon to that land beyond the sea. Look beyond the tide of trouble to the joys that are to be. Keep your shield of faith untarnished, polished daily by God's word. Not one poisoned dart must enter, doubts and fears must not be heard. Father's word is sure and solid, 'twill protect and strengthen thee. It will keep our eyes on Jesus, in whose image we must be. It is written, was the safeguard our dear Master used so true. May he help us use this slingshot to defeat our tempter, too. Look beyond the gray horizon. Look to promised joys to come. Hand in hand with our dear Master, look beyond to rest and home. Walking by faith. Let's take a walk by faith today. Hand in hand we'll meander that rough, narrow way, stepping out on the promise that our Lord will share every suffering moment every cross that we bear. We'll have many experiences for which we've not planned. Some hurt and we cry, "Lord, I don't understand." But we know that our Father permits only what's best. In His love and His wisdom, our hearts can find rest. Temptations and trials we'll walk on, come what may, because walking by faith is a God-given way. So trusting, we walk on by faith, you and me, friends, sharing and caring, whatever may be. My understanding friend, if we feel out of step with all around us, and it seems the things we like are always banned, if those we love have arrows barbed to hurt us, then how good it is to have a friend who understands. If we're bowed beneath the weight of heavy burden, and each burden seems to grow to giant size, when those we know are much too busy to be caring, oh, how good to have a friend to sympathize. If our time is overcrowded with our labor, and we're called upon to do more than we planned, and that bugaboo frustration saps our courage, oh, how good to have a friend to lend a hand. If we stumble and we fall in consternation, and our spirit takes a dive like sinking sand, and we're sure that all the fates are out to get us, oh, thank God for that friend who understands. A guiding light. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's only a little light, shining step by step each day, shining only for the feet as they walk the narrow way. It shines not far beyond. It's just a little glow, a lamp unto the feet that warns, take care, go slow. A lamp unto the feet to guide their upward climb. It shines one step ahead and darkness lays behind. When turning right or left, the lamp will light the way. Missteps cause fear and doubt, which stress the need to pray. Trusting the guiding lamp light, by grace, all needs supplied, the little flock climb on with a shepherd by their side. Inept they'll always be. They'll stumble, time untold. It shines a light to guide till we reached the promised goal. How excellent is thy name! How excellent is thy name, O Lord! How merciful and how kind! And when we view thy wondrous works, awe overwhelms our mind. How glorious thy loving care. A Father truly grand, we go to thee with all our needs, and thou dost understand. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. The shining stars above, all nature shows thy wondrous works, thy wondrous power, thy wisdom, and thy love. What do I preach? I've been standing in my pulpit for my 80 years or more, and I've preached a daily sermon. Some are good and some are poor. Some I wish folks would remember. Some I hope they will forget. And I thank my gracious Father that he has patience with me yet. He has promised to forgive us for the sake of his dear Son, who by faithfully enduring has redeemed us, every one. So I'm standing in my pulpit, and my song today shall be, all the debt I owe to justice, Jesus paid it all for me. Holy Father, I am longing, pure in heart and mind to be. May my daily thoughts and actions be acceptable to thee. The joy set before us. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and the shame. For the joy that was set before him, gave him strength to suffer the pain. The same joy is set before us, the same strength, the same hope as his bride. If we keep our eyes, if we keep our heart's love on our bridegroom, we will soon know the joy by his side. Though we suffer through many a trial and pain uncontrolled numbs our brain, blessed Lord, give us strength to see Jesus and be wrapped in his love once again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have lost a gift most precious, but like Job, I humbly say, it was God who gave it to me, and it's God who took it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How I miss that gift so precious, as on this narrow way I go, but his grace is all sufficient. He declares I'll find it so. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I appreciate the portion of that gift that serves me still, and I humbly acknowledge that my prayer must be his will. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whatever God permits, we suffer. All our times are in his hands. We must not complain or murmur, though we may not understand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We must never give up, never. We must trust where we can't see. Though we cry as did our Master, why hast thou forsaken me? Blessed be the name of the Lord. In our battle, though we falter, we must not discouraged be. We must trust his precious promise. I will always strengthen thee. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We go often to that fountain. With his grace, each day we start. Sing when trials are the greatest. trust the Lord with all our heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Two poet laureates, Carol and May. My friend and I have been given the ability to rhyme. And when given an inspiration, thoughts and words fall into line. Loving reverence for our Father, appreciation for His light, and our hearts are filled with wonder. That soars high in lofty heights. Yes, my friend and I have riven, yet so different we portray. One shines forth with prayerful reference, marveling at God's wondrous ways, praising God with words exotic. Hearts respond, and by His grace, many find their thoughts flow upward, hope renewed on careworn face. Yes, my friend and I have rhythm, and with verse our praises sing. Though we use our talent different, all our praises to our King. One soars high in adoration, one an urge for courage pleads, shows that comfort and compassion are supplied for all our needs, urging faith and urging patience as we walk the narrow way, holding hands with all our brethren, following Jesus day by day. Though my friend and I are different, still our hopes are all the same, and our purpose never falters, to give glory to His name. My one talent. I have no voice for singing. I cannot make a speech. I'm an amateur at music and no expert when I teach. I'm not an organizer. I've never been that wise. I write, but I'm quite doubtful that I'd ever win a prize. I love to meet with brethren. It's a privilege seldom mine. And when others are performing, it is then my talent shines. I appreciate the gifted who express their thoughts so clear. Then when the thus they help me with my talent. I have an excellent listening ear. If that is my only talent, it is neither big nor rare. I can listen and encourage, and I can fill a vacant chair. I can comfort from the scriptures, and when all is said and done, maybe I'm equipped to handle just one talent, only one. Hark, the voice of our dear Master, helping doubts and fears to flee. What you do unto each other, you are doing unto me. Blessed Master, how we love Thee, and in loving Thee we find that we have a special treasure in that blessed tie that binds. when my friend Carol read this poem, she immediately wrote an answer to it. And I know that it was right from her heart. She called it No Talent with a big question mark. Let's see if I can read hers. She says she has no talent. Oh dear, not even one. She sews, crochets, knits, and cooks, yet says no laurels won. Her achievements know no end. She's as busy as a bee on her organ, sacred songs. She plays most reverently. Quietly in crowds she sits. She never says a word. But in letters, her thoughts glow like jewels from the Lord. Her poems about the Master are gems straight from the heart that lend cheer, strength, and faith and courage to all in part. Now, like her, could I but say, no talent have not I, and be master of such arts, my life they'd satisfy. So, school chum, count thy talents, from naught they multiply, growing richly day by day, and brethren edify. Humbly now our Savior we try to exemplify by singing praises for his love, his name holy magnify. For when you finish your race and behold his blessed face, then enamored by and empowered by his grace, talents all you'll then embrace. Especially for you, Sister Snow, my greetings to you, my dear Sister Snow, on this, your St. Pat's Day birthday. Whether you are Irish or not, may your skies be bright blue, never gray. As we near the end of our private lane, this narrow way to our God, we continue to feast and greatly rejoice on the most precious words of our Lord. Some of those words that gladden our hearts are among the last he expressed in the love-filled prayer of John 17. That so precious prayer of request. We remember, too, those comforting words, if you love me, you will rejoice, because I go to the Father that I love, and to do his will, is my choice. So, dear one in Him, as we near the end, let us always think as our Lord. Rejoice and be glad to be near in home, and like Him, to be with our God. I think this tape must be pretty near to an end. I'll try a few proverbs. One of Satan's most successful wiles is wait a while. When a wise man flees temptation, he doesn't leave a forwarding address. Trouble is usually produced by those who produce nothing else. He who provides for things of this life, but not for eternity, is wise for a moment, but a fool forever. When you're about to be swept off your feet, slip to your knees. Why do you suppose God gave us two ears and only one mouth? The stops of a good man are ordered by the Lord, as well as his steps. What is bitter to endure is often sweet to remember. Christ often used the smallest tools to perform the greatest task. What is that in your hand? Though it be small and insignificant, it can be powerful when committed to the Lord. David had only a slingshot. With it, he killed a giant, and Israel won the victory. May the inspiration of the love of God, which constraineth us, and the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, spur us to greater devotion to our Heavenly Father's cause, and assist us to endure more faithfully than ever before, and to reflect in our every thought, word, and deed